Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So thank you for listening. Today's topic is going to be about zombies. Leadership, zombies, a walk among the dead. The antidote is within you. So many of you may have heard about zombies. I mean, zombies go way back in history. But today we're going to focus on modern zombies and as it relates to leadership. So I'm sure many of you may have heard or seen The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, Z Nation, and all sorts of zombie movies out there. iZombie, there's a lot of shows out there. Zombies are depicted in cartoons and anime, animation, TV series, TV movies, at the movie theaters. I mean, literature out there on zombies. There's talk about zombie apocalypse. And zombies is attached to fear. So remember that. We're going to start with what is a zombie and what makes a zombie fearful? What causes people to be afraid of zombies? So, and here's a general concept. We're not going to go into all the intricacies of a zombie because I want to get to how it ties into leadership. So you have a person that dies, and there's this virus that causes an individual to, when they die, to turn into a zombie. And that's granted that they die without being their head severed, obviously, or shot in the head, their brain, because there's something that relates to the brain. And once an individual's as it's depicted for zombies, once their head is severed, once they're shot in the head or stabbed in the head, they no longer exist as a zombie. So this person has a virus that causes them to turn into a zombie, and they walk around aimlessly. They're attracted to sound, they're attracted to all these noises that come about, and then they move in that direction. So if a living human being that is not a zombie makes noise or the scent, it depends on what movie, what show you're watching. There's general themes of zombies, and then there's specifics to certain movies. So that zombie will be attracted to the human being, whether it's, again, noise, scent, whatever it may be. And if a zombie gets a hold of that individual, they're gonna start eating away at them. And if they don't fully devour that individual, then that individual is gonna turn into a zombie themselves and then be walking along with the rest of them. So, and in some movies, some shows, everyone has the disease within them. However, they don't turn into a zombie until they die. So that's the whole general concept. So you see how being a zombie is contagious in one aspect. In another aspect, we all have it within us. So we'll tie in both of these illustrations as far as the zombie, the virus being within everyone, and also how it's infectious, contagious. So we talked about, and so the people that are alive are afraid of zombies because they fear turning into a zombie themselves. And they have their mind, they have their bodies And the main thing is that they have their mind and they haven't been turned. So the human beings that are not zombies, they're afraid that if a zombie bites them, that they're going to turn into a zombie. And they don't want that. And in the example where the individuals carry the virus, where all human beings have the virus, they're prolonging it because they know that when they die, whether it's at old age or a younger age, that eventually they're going to turn into a zombie. But they'd rather not turn into a zombie now until their natural death. Or when that time comes, like in Z Nation, there's this thing where they call mercy. They give a mercy where they shoot them in the head or stab them in the head or whatever it may be, so that they don't come back as a zombie. Or if they're in that process of turning into a zombie or a zombie, they give them what they call mercy, so that they stop existing as a zombie. So these individuals have fear in this world of zombies about being zombies themselves. So in this whole world, in each of these depictions of zombies and movies, The Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, Z Nation, I Zombie, all these, there are leaders and there are followers. So let's take, for example, one of the popular shows right now amongst the zombie shows and movies, The Walking Dead. So you have the leader, Rick Grimes, and then you have, at one time there was the governor, and now there's Negan. So you have these leaders, and Rick, I mean, these characters get so developed by the writers, producers, directors of these shows that, I mean, you really can get captivated by these characters. But let's focus on Rick Grimes for a minute. I mean, he's this leader who is in law enforcement, and he's leading these individuals that are alive to come together for survival and to get to a certain destination. They don't want to turn into zombies, and so they're fighting for their survival, they're fighting for their mindset. And so if you look at one, this is how I interpret Rick Grimes. He's this individual that he wants to keep the people alive. He wants to help them find the cure, and also so that there's this so-called awakening, this mindset from these zombies that are out there. Because if they find the cure, I mean, they could cure all these zombies and awaken them, their mindset and who they are. And and then at the same time, you have the other leader, who was the governor, Negan. And we'll focus on Negan, how he's a leader who wants to control. And yes, Rick has some control as a leader in certain aspects, if you really delve deep into the characters and the shows and all that. But Negan is controlling in the way that he wants to, I mean, control everything. And he wants to be the main leader and doesn't want anyone else to be the leader. He wants to be the so-called head honcho, as the term is sometimes used for these types of leaders. And he wants to keep people in the dark. He doesn't want them to be awakened. He doesn't want them to think for themselves and have that mindset and that freedom to explore their ideas and stuff like that. He wants to dictate and tell people what to do, where to go, ration this, ration that. So he's the type of leader that he may, in these shows, he may be willing to shoot somebody or kill somebody in the head and just be off with them and not have them turn into zombies. He's also the type of leader that's willing to shoot somebody, kill somebody, and allow them to turn into a zombie, because this way he's got control over them. And in some of these episodes, you see how he does control with the zombies. So in this way, he instills fear in people by his attempt to control fear over the people and keep them in the dark. This is one way he thinks he's this great leader. And yeah, there might be some narcissistic and other tendencies there, but we're not going to go into that that realm today. So you also have in this examples, I'm going to tie in, you see how people in this world, in this society and communities, not in all of them, and I know I'm generalizing here, but you see it that a lot of times people are being told what their value is, and people allow it to happen, thereby becoming this modern day zombie. The media out there, there's all this media out there that is pushing all this content on people, and society out there feeds on it, the world feeds on it, and you have leaders across the world that feed their stuff. You have an array of content out there that's being fed to people, and a lot of people believe it. And yeah, there's truths out there, but there are a lot of falsities out there, and people then start believing that what others tell them, that their value is, what their worth is, and then they go along with it, and their minds become trapped like a zombie, and then fear is instilled into people from all different entities. And so then there's that fear that keeps them under control. There's all these things that cause people to be just walking around like zombies, living in fear. And this also is like in the workplace, the people that you lead, the teams that you lead, the organizations that you lead. And there are great organizations out there. There are great leaders. There are great departments. There are great entrepreneurs. There are greats out there that are leading the way and that are making strides and that are bringing value. But at the same time, there's also a lot of leaders and organizations, businesses in the sectors and the realms that you are in. There's good and there's bad and there's mediocrity. There's a whole spectrum. And so as leaders, you see that there's teams, there's individuals that you're leading that are like walking zombies. And some of them don't even know that they're walking zombies. They're trapped in this mentality of what others are telling them. It might even be you as a leader, what you're telling them. Sometimes we could be saying something that not purposefully, but inadvertently telling them, and then it's doing harm, or they believe it, and then we as leaders, which I'm going to get into a little bit, need to break that and turn our teams and the individuals that we lead from zombies into this awakening. And leaders, we can fall into this trap too. We can become zombies ourselves if we're not careful. And so we become trapped and we're just roaming around and we follow the noise, and your teams, the individuals that you lead, follow the noise and just going here and there, wherever the scent, the noise takes them. So we want to move away from that. So what is the cure for it? How do we break away from continuing to be zombies, continuing to be leaders of zombies? So you know, we're walking among the walking dead. We're just walking around and zombies are brushing up against us. And what is our role? What is your role as a leader to break that? What is your cure? What is your antidote for that? We want to lead others to their own awakening. We want to lead others to critically think, to create ideas, to generate ideas, to bring out the best in them. And I'm going to move back and forth between symbolism of zombies and how it ties into leadership. So in the shows and the movies, how it's depicted, they kill zombies in the movies and shows by either chopping off their head or destroying their brain or their entire body. And they're preventing others from being infected and being eaten by zombies. So how does this relate to leadership? So as a leader, you want to work with your teams, the individuals that you lead, by keeping their minds alive, keeping their minds engaged, whether that be with tasks, goals, having a purposeful meeting that can generate ideas and can generate goals that are purposeful to outcomes. Allow the people that you lead to think for themselves. Allow them to generate ideas and create that environment and allow room for mistakes and failures. You might say, but Noah, how, if I let them fail and make mistakes, then we're not going to produce outcomes. We're not going to grow. It's going to slow things. It's going to impede our growth in our business. It's going to impede our sales. It's going to impede closing on contracts. I get all of that. I get that goals are important. Outcomes are important. You know, the success of your business, the success of your team, your individuals are important. But how are they going to learn and grow if you're supporting them 24/7? Allow them to make mistakes and failures, and you can help out. You can throw a lifeline every now and then and assist them. And there's times where you're in the midst with them, you're getting dirty with them and doing what they do. Just like in my previous episode, I talked about dirty leadership. So allow them to make these mistakes and failures at the same time with the intent of learning and growing from it. Have learning and growth attached to it. Meaning that as you stand afar, when they make these mistakes and when they fail, instead of being punitive with it. And I know there are times for punitive measures, but you have to look at that, and that's a whole different topic there. But in this instance, when that mistake is made, when those failures are made, have a discussion with them afterwards. Say, okay, even if you have to write it down on a whiteboard or however you do your presentations, have a purposeful discussion with your team or that individual and say, look, okay, you messed up here, you failed here. How can we learn from this? And what can we do differently the next time? Here's the problem, here's some solutions, but allow them also to be engaged and identify where the problems were and what are some solutions that they could bring to the table for future growth and development. So how do you keep the people you lead from becoming the walking dead? In some of your teams, you're going to have individuals that are doing great, and you're going to have some individuals that may be a zombie, so to speak. So how do you prevent the members, the people that you lead that are not the so-called walking dead, and from the walking dead? So what you want to do is continue to engage those individuals, allow them to flourish, allow them to step up if they're interested in leadership, give them tasks that they want to do, have them come up with goals, have them do presentations at a meeting, have them feel a part and have them feel like they have a purpose, and keep them engaged. So also, the individuals that are like the Walking Dead, like the zombies, have discussions with them. And here is, how do you make the antidote? The antidote is within you as a leader. You may say, well, Noah, how do I create this antidote? So here it is. And you can listen to my previous episode, my first episode called Escape the Noise, and my other episode called Leadership Value. Listen to them all. It all ties into this. All of these episodes tie together. So simply put, the antidote within you is one word, value. Increase your value. As a leader, you're in that position you're in because something that others saw in you. And you have that value. All your personal experiences, your professional experiences, who makes you is value. Build on that value. As I talked about in Escape the Noise and another brief episode I had out there, get unplugged from all the noise in the world. You know, we can be listening to the news, we can be engaged in all these activities. And yeah, well, all those are important about family, friends, your spirituality, whatever it may be that's important to you. But there's times where we gotta get unplugged from all of that and focus on the one thing that matters, you. Because without you, there's none of these other things. As a leader, will you be able to lead? Because there ain't gonna be no you. So value is the antidote. Increase it within you. Whatever that may be, however you may do that, whether that's taking extra courses, whether that's listening to the top leaders in your community, in your society, in the world, the podcasts that are out there, the greats that talk on leadership, on business, listen to different sectors. It doesn't all have to be on leadership. Be a well-rounded leader. Learn about different things. You'd be amazed how you can learn about leadership from movies, from music, from anime, from cartoons, from your kids, from your friends, from your siblings, from your spouse, from your significant other, from all out there. You can learn about the good, the bad, and the mediocrity of leadership and put that all together. Take bits and pieces from all of that. Increase your value. Magnify that value. Take your value to that next level. And you're making a strong antidote. And what you do with that is you inject it in the people that you lead. You inject it in the teams that you lead. And it becomes contagious because it builds your confidence and it builds their confidence. And yeah, you're not literally going to inject it, but you're going to bring to the table your value to them. And you're going to, by building your value up and you share it with others, you're planting seeds. You're leaving a legacy and you're helping them to grow. You're helping them to develop. And the people that are the zombies out there, the value that you're bringing to them, it might not be immediate. It will eventually come to fruition. Over time, you might not even see it. They might end up going to another job. They might no longer want to be your business partner. They might be no longer be interested in your company, your business. Wherever they go next, they may still be a zombie over there. However, the seeds that you planted will someday come to fruition elsewhere, if not currently. And yes, there is the chance that they will remain zombified, meaning that they won't get it. Every now and then, you're going to come across individuals that you say, man, no matter what I do, no matter how I try to encourage them, lead them, guide them, plant seeds, they just don't get it. And in those occasions, there may be some deep underlying issues that that individual needs to address, whether that's in their personal life that they need to work with, that may get to the point where they need to go to EAP, they need to go see a professional, whether that's therapist, whether that's a psychologist, psychiatrist, whether there's some medical underlying issue. It could be their personality. It's embedded in their personality, unfortunately. So you may come across those individuals, and on those rare occasions that they may just there may come a time where you may have to let them go from your business, from your organization, and not engage in that business partnership with that individual, or sell them that contract, or whatever it may be. So got to be aware of all of that. But the antidote will work on the majority of the people, and continue to produce that antidote within you and share it with the people that you lead, with the team that you lead. And when it gets inside of them and there's this awakening, they start believing in themselves. They start seeing that, hey, I have value, I matter. And let them know no one can take that value away from them. Not media, not society, not the world, not the naysayers, not other zombies out there, not the negativity out there. No one can. And even if tragedy comes their way, tragedy comes your way as a leader, no one can take the value away. Yes, those tragedies, yes, real events in life will come and will attempt to destroy your value and may get you down for a minute, may get you sad, depressed, grieving, whatever it may be. But pull out of that over time and remember the value that you have. Set a reminder for yourself that I have value, I matter, and no one can take that away from me. All the common theme that I have with all my episodes underlined is value, a value-based perspective. Tell yourself this, say value, and then spell it out, V-A-L-U-E, value, and then tell yourself, I have value, I matter, and no one can take that away from me. Tell your teams, the individuals that you lead, about value. So that is the antidote. That is the cure. And it's within you. There's, as I alluded to earlier, about there's certain depictions where everyone has the virus within them. Well, everyone has the antidote within them. That's my take on it. And it's called value. And it's just in the matter of producing it, growing it, developing it, making it stronger. And that value, that antidote, share it with others to defeat the zombies that are out there, to turn zombies back into humans, to free the mind, to free that mindset. And there will be leaders, there will be this general, what do you want to call it, just society, world, that groups that may not want you to have that awakening. that may not want you to change your mindset, because that's how they can control you. And that can happen in businesses. That can happen in organizations. That can happen in teams. But don't be that leader. Be the leader that is going to give them the antidote, a potent antidote, and carry that antidote with you at all times. Because no one can, that's one antidote that no one can take away from you. So, as you walk among the walking dead, remember the power that you have within you. That antidote is within you. So, and all this talk, I've been talking about value. I'm going to have merchandise coming soon. It's in the works. I have some of it already, but I'm not going to release it. I'm putting it all together, and it's all geared around value. And so hopefully these are some things that you'll be excited about in the future. And I'll in a future episode, once it's all together, let you know how you can attain that merchandise. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Share it with others. Take tidbits from it. And remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take it away from you. So subscribe to my channels, follow me, like, dislike my channel, my episodes, leave comments, follow me on my social media avenues. And until next time, take care.